Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Autumn Phillips. It felt full. That's the only way I can describe my first impression of the Mississippi River as my kayak pulled away from the Marquette Street dock. I pointed the bow upstream toward Centennial Bridge. It was Christmas Day. The roads were empty, the dog park was quiet, a man sat in the parking lot in the front seat of his minivan drinking beer and looking out at the water. I watched my paddle disappear under the brown water. The mighty Mississippi, the muddy Mississippi. Every river has its own smell and color and personality. I've fallen in love with rivers before. I actually have feelings for stretches of the Snake River, and I could tell in those first paddle strokes that I was going to feel something for the Mississippi. This is no ordinary body of water. In those first moments, I was starstruck. I've wanted to be right where I was, feeling the Mississippi below me for years. It was more amazing than I ever imagined. The water was moving so fast that I had to tighten my stomach muscles and lean forward to get any speed against the current. It was like standing still on a busy interstate. There was so much water. As a journalist, I've worked on stories about the cost of dredging and the politics of a locks and dam project. On paper, it's easy to think of the Mississippi as a tamed river, bought and paid for. But there's no taming water. I made it below the bridge and got my first close-up look at the baseball stadium. Overhead, there was the sound of rubber singing against metal. The wind was picking up and waves were splashing against the retaining wall. I could see how easily the river floods. I realized I was paddling, but the boat wasn't moving. I was fighting, and the river would win. I turned the boat around and coasted back to the dock. That was Christmas Day. 2 days later, my boat was covered in ice and then heavy, wet snow. The Mississippi was rising. I saw photos in my Facebook feed of people I know in southern Illinois stacking sandbags. The river was full and needed to go somewhere. When I got home on Christmas Day, feeling cold but enlivened, I looked up Mark Twain's essay, Two Views of the Mississippi, written in 1883. I read it years ago, and ever since, I've rolled the lines around between my fingers like pieces of dough. They have new meaning now. He wrote, "The Face of the Water, in time, became a wonderful book. It was not a book to be read once and thrown aside, for it had a new story to tell every day."
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.